Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindel.
High fly ball, deep right field. Rowdy Tellez has done it again.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Hey, Lane, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's everybody doing?
Excellent. So glad you're with us.
Hey, have you ever had any close calls, Lane? I think you know what I'm talking about here. Here's the call.
Now the 3-2 swung on. A pop foul back here.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Oh, poor 84-year-old John Sterling takes one off the noggin in the booth. Have you ever had any close calls, either at spring training or during the regular season?
I've never had anything, like, obviously I've never had that happen. I saw the video of John Sterling earlier today, and obviously you hope that he's good and he's fine, and then you kind of chuckle, because I think that's what any of us would do if it was ourselves. But I saw the bandages on him, too, that he finished the game, and man, good for John Sterling. But I've never had one hit me. Now, Kent Sommerfeld has had one.
Doesn't surprise me.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, if there was going to be somebody, unfortunately, you know, bad luck finds Kent. But it wasn't when I was in the booth. It was way before my time. But old Tiger Stadium, the booth was down low and pretty close to the field, and so foul balls would get into that booth a lot. And he was working on a score sheet, you know, doing his job in that second row, and a ball came up, and it got him. He also almost got hit with a basketball this winter when he was doing some Marquette basketball too. So Kent's a little bit of a magnet, but I think we've had him come in the booth. There is a spot behind where Uke sits where one came a couple of years ago, but everybody got out of the way in time.
Here's what Sterling had to say following.
You know, that foul ball actually hit me. It kind of glanced off my forehead. So I took one for the team.
Yeah, all right, so he took it in stride. So wow. Spring training is the area. They got all these booths that are much closer to the action than in a major league stadium.
Yeah.
And it's full and open air. Man, I've taken a few in that booth where I saw it coming kind of last minute because I was working. I heard the crack of the bat, and I looked up, and the ball comes flying into the booth next to me.
Oof.
I'll rattle your cage a little bit.
I've seen many laptops get destroyed.
Right.
At spring training specifically, I've seen it happen many times where guys' laptops just get obliterated. Because the balls come into the press box a lot in spring training. It's more prevalent for sure.
I feel like we should wear a catcher's mask.
The hard hat, something up there. That's dangerous. Well, all right. Nonetheless, we've delayed talking about the team as long as we can here.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to spin positive after the worst series of the season. I don't think it's a stretch to call it that. I remember back in 2018, the Brewers got pasted by the Pirates. They lost like five in a row to end the first half of the season, and it was all doom and gloom, and that season ended up okay. And how do you shake what was just a series that leaves everybody scratching their heads?
Yeah, look, there's no way around it. That's a really disappointing series. And I think probably also because it looked like the team had grabbed some momentum. They take 3 of 4 in Cincinnati against a Reds team that's playing well. And then to take the first two against Baltimore, who's one of the best teams in baseball, it really looked like this team was getting ready to get hot. And then, you know, the A's happen. They get 3 runs in that first inning on Friday, and that can totally change a series when that happens, unfortunately. And it did. The Brewers couldn't score runs on Saturday, even though they got a really nice pitching performance from Julio Teheran, and got the early lead yesterday, but that tough fourth inning for Freddie Peralta changed that game. So, what you have to do, and people won't like this answer, but you just have to stay in there and keep fighting if you're the Brewers. I mean, at the end of the day, when you look at the big picture, they're, not in first place, but they're right there with the Pirates. And they still are in a good position to get themselves right and get on a roll and win this division. It's still right there for them. And it is a disappointing weekend. It is a weekend that nobody saw coming because the A's have been the worst team in baseball this year, but they are playing their best ball right now. And when you play, teams matters, unfortunately, and you can't control that. You can't sit down at the beginning of the year and map that all out. So all they can do is show up tomorrow against the Twins, try to get the Tuesday night game against the Twins, come back Wednesday and try to get that one and just keep fighting, because you just never know what's going to happen next in a baseball season. It's a long, winding road, and there's been some really good stretches in this season, specifically early. And I think if they keep fighting, there's still some really good baseball in front of this team coming up here on the horizon. But you just can't let that series linger and be anything more than what it was. It was a disappointing weekend, but you have those over the course of a season, and it doesn't have to mean anything more than that as long as you show up tomorrow and be ready to go.
Lane, we know it's a long season, and these off days are treasured, but after a humbling three games that we just had, do you think there are some players who are not going to take the day off?
No, I think they'll take the day off. I mean, it's a long grind. Guys will come in and probably get a little work in before they take off for Minneapolis tonight. But, they'll treat it like a traditional off day for sure. But like I said, guys will come in, they'll get treatment done. Some guys might get a little work in before they take off, but I don't think anybody will hit the panic button in that regard yet.
Oh, and you get to treat it like a traditional off day. So it's kind of a choose-your-own-friends day for Lane. So what's on your agenda?
It is. I'm looking at your house right now.
How's it looking over
backyard.
There?
No.
Neighborhood watch.
Today was a mulch day. Put down a little Milorganite. You know, all that great stuff. Today was a catch-up on the yard work day for me.
So you're a bagged mulch guy. I pegged you for a, dump truck, big lump of yardage.
So
you know what I mean?
I'm not a bagged mulch guy, but I was this year.
Okay.
Because I was just scrambling. I went to Mark's Mulch, and it was closed.
Well, that's so because it lit on fire. That was the fire up north.
Yeah, it was a bit of a problem. Apparently, I wasn't watching the news.
Yeah.
So I showed up, and they weren't open. So then I pivoted to bag mulch. But no, I'm more like what Greg Mancik is. I saw what you had going on over there. That's more my style.
Sure. I noticed you didn't come over to help.
Well, hey, next year, just ask. I'll be there.
Fair enough.
So a strange part of the schedule, Lane.
I'll send my kids over at least.
Twins are off. Brewers are off today. Then they're at the Twins. Then they're off on Thursday. Then back home after that really short trip. I guess you'll be working on Father's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. This is the life we live, man. We sign up for this. You want to be at the ballpark every day. You want to be working every day. And the great thing about what we do is the Brewers are so great to us. So I like our Father's Day, my family come out to the ballpark and, get a chance to be with my, as long as Luke doesn't have games, because he plays about, it feels like 10 games a weekend right now. But, yesterday was family day, and it's one of those great reminders of how much fun it is to raise your family in and around the game of baseball. And should be a fun day. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to this next homestand, too.
Going to be a good one. Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Always fun, Lane. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.